Okay, we're starting the Shack meeting on November, what is today?
13th.
Minutes have been presented. Has everybody approved the minutes from the last deal meeting? Okay, we're just going to go over everything that we've been doing at the school as far as Shack. We did the bullying and touching education. It was presented on August 26th.
Oh,
that's for the coaches meeting. Sorry.
I'm just using it to write notes on.
And then, so let me see.
I'm sorry, that was August 6th?
26th. And then we sent out the Stop the Bleed education to all of the students that are in junior high to do online. Our Taste It Tuesdays so far have been peppers, apples, watermelon, and carrots. So I am open to suggestions for December. I haven't printed off anything or done anything yet for December. It's supposed to be greens. I'm fine with doing the spinach still, but I was thinking maybe we should also incorporate something else.
Green beans.
I was thinking something.
Kale?
I was thinking, oh, it has to be greens.
No, it doesn't have to.
I was gonna be like, oh, cranberries.
That's a great idea. Do cranberries? Okay. I like cranberries. Something that gives them a different. So we've got, you know, like the savory greens or whatever, and then we can have something like sweet and sour kind of. That's a good idea. And I don't think a lot of kids try cranberries. We can do the dried, and then we can also do like fresh maybe.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
You know, when you said greens, I thought about like collard greens.
Yeah.
I was like, those kids ain't going to eat that, but I
was. But it's surprising. I didn't think anybody would like the peppers. I didn't think they would like the carrots or want to try the carrots. They were excited every single time. Every single time, and every time I let them vote and they get to decide, and they've always voted that, like, they loved the peppers. The peppers won. The carrots won. Of course, apples and watermelon won, but I was very surprised the peppers and carrots won. We were going to do some stuff for Red Ribbon Week, but the student council headed that off, and they did a lot of fun things with our students for that, so that was awesome. Flu clinic ended up being canceled because we didn't have enough people fill out the forms and send them in time. We ended up with only having four.
Me.
Were you going to?
Yeah, I didn't realize that you had to print them off online. Like, I was waiting for them in the backpack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I was going to do it, but the health department, the health department, originally it was just going to be through them, and then they collaborated with Jacob's Pharmacy. So the paperwork ended up being significant, and it would have been like me sending home 10 pages of paperwork for every single student, which I thought was way too much. So I printed off some in the elementary to keep up here in case somebody wanted to pick them up in the office, and then I gave them the option to print it off at home or, you know, and I didn't hear anything from anybody, so... So I think maybe next year we need to make sure it ended up getting pushed back so many times, but the health department was moving locations. They got it. They have a new building, so I think that was part of it.
Hi. I'm still here.
You want to sign in for me?
I never left.
Did you not?
No.
Well, you left on your bus route.
But yeah, I came back.
But the people that did sign up for the flu clinic, I did send them information on where they can go to get it for free through their insurance. And so they all were going to agree. And I think they were actually going to, some of them went ahead and they still went to Jacob's Pharmacy. And then, so we started our walk across Texas in October, and it ends this Sunday for all of our staff. We'll have those miles and everything updated. We don't have it all updated because some people like myself don't put in their miles until a month later. But anyway, I'm pretty bad. But that's been fun, and I'm excited. We've got some on there that have walked an insane amount. Tony is killing it. Chrissy.
Yeah.
Chrissy's I see trying her to walking. Beat Tony, and yeah. she was walking while yes. the guy started to take a picture of her and text it to Tony and be like, you better get to walking.
Step it up. That's awesome.
She's Tony determined to beat Tony.
At lunch, how many miles are you going to walk tonight? Chrissy said, I don't know.
That's awesome.
And like, I think Chrissy's like 20 miles ahead of Tony.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
She says she's going to catch her. I'm not
she only has till Sunday. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, Chrissy was walking last night too, when me and Richard were
every
walking.
Every night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was walking down the highway earlier. Like she was all the way like towards me, like our county road.
Oh dang.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So we also did, while we were doing Rock Across Texas, we did the movement bingo in the classroom for the kiddos. I haven't posted on our Facebook yet the pictures and the videos of all the kids, but guys, they are hilarious. And they're so much fun. The kids have loved doing it. Even our junior high class. So since we're finishing it off, the last day of next week before the holiday, every class that has participated, I'm going to give popcorn to. Because they've done awesome. Let's see what else. So for the holidays, for like a little send home reminder to keep the kids active and stuff, we're going to do a scavenger hunt. So it'll be like a holiday scavenger hunt that the kids can do. And we'll send home like little brown bags with the scavenger hunt on the bag. And it'll be like a leaf or an acorn or whatever. And if they bring that back completed, then they'll get like a prize or something. And I thought that would be fun. It'd give them some activity to do over the holiday. Let's see. We did half of the staff CPR at the last in-service, and we will do the rest of the CPR classes during in-service on Friday. The Kids Heart Challenge, we started on October 22nd, and it ends tomorrow. We have raised $394 for the American Heart Association. Tomorrow morning, we're going to give out the final awards, and then we're going to set up a day for Perry to be slimed. You only have two students that are going to slime you as of right now.
Oh, wait. What did we have to do to do that?
You have to, every kid has to raise $75. So if you raise $75 for that, then your kid gets to slime Perry.
Hello. Miss Brittany, I appreciate you.
$75?
Yeah,
yeah. I'm just going to pay $75 for
getting
me to slime you.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll do it. I bet you won't.
Let me call Eddie right now.
No one is in there embracing
you. I know. I think that the kids have really enjoyed it. There's a lot that we can do with the Kids Heart Challenge that we could go further in implementing. Like, we could do morning announcements and do statistics and everything. It's not so much of let's get busy, let's get active, like the jump rope for heart. You know, you're not active doing it. It's more of like, what are the symptoms of a heart attack? What are the symptoms of a stroke? So it's educational as far as that goes. And then I went ahead and I followed it up with, we did CPR for all of elementary on the 4th of this month. So, and the kids loved it, even the little bitty ones. And I think that right now, you know, their brains are like little sponges and they're just soaking it all in. And they enjoyed it and it was educational and they had a lot of fun with it. So we're going to continue that. We're going to continue that education throughout the year. So we have the mannequins and the kids have already been told randomly. I told them I was going to give them a little time because I kind of want them to forget all the steps and everything, but I'm going to randomly have like a mannequin in the hallway. And then, you know, I'm going to let the staff know it's not a real emergency or anything like that, but I want to see how they respond and how they can speak clearly and tell you exactly what they need to do and like just get that repetition and stuff. And then they'll get, you know, a cool little sticker for being able to complete their little mission. So, and we're going to do that throughout the rest of the year. I told him, I was like, it might be in the middle of the playground. I don't know. It could be in the middle of the cafeteria. I don't know. And so they go by my office every single day and they're like, when are you going to do it? Just tell me when you're going to do it. I'm like, I don't, it's going to be a surprise. But they're excited about that. The oral hygiene education was pushed back. We got approved for a grant through, I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head, but as far as like the nursing office got approved for a grant, and I ordered a bunch of oral care kits. So I was waiting on getting those, but we're going to do the oral education on the 19th because those did finally come in.
Of December?
No, this month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't have a date for Narcan education as of now. I need to get with Chad and get that when he wants me to do that. But the high school is doing a program. It's called Go for the Gold. Rethink, and it's they do 9 sessions once a month, and they started this in September, and it's it teaches them about healthy relationships, sex, abstinence, emotional boundaries, what emotional grooming from other people is, how to acknowledge or be aware of it, abuse, rape, how to resolve conflict. It goes into finances. It goes into what you want your marriage to look like and, like, your life goals. And so that's a really good program. And it's Elizabeth New Line Center that is providing that for us. And I want to say they're out of Eastland, but it might be Cisco. I don't really remember. Miss Ribble is the one who started that program for them.
What about something with vaping?
What was there that I heard about with There's something.
Wasn't there like a fax or something I sent you?
Yeah, you did send me something with a fax.
I just think a lot of our kids are vaping.
Yeah. I don't know. So that will be implemented. We will probably do it whenever we do all of the presentations that we do in like April and May, like the drinking and driving and all that, because we kind of put all that together.
Yeah.
We could always do another one. I need to look at that fax again. The only other thing I have is that I have been waiting. So we have pushed back the, what's it called? The always changing presentation. Okay. So the reason why is because we found these Esteem, Envision workbook deals, and they do them from fifth grade all the way through high school, but we would only get them for fifth through eighth grade. And it is, if y'all want to look through them, they teach everything from your body system, nutrition, food choices, health information, emergencies, basic first aid, values, mental health, positive and negative peer influences, abuse, drugs, goals and boundaries, parenthood, bullying, social media, all those things. And it goes into, I think, a more just simple education as far as your body changing and all of that stuff, puberty. It's not as, the one that I found, the always changing that we have done in the past, we can pick and choose what we put into whatever we teach. But this has every single thing that the state requires the kids to learn as far as your health and mental abuse and drugs and your sex education. It has everything in these packets. And so if y'all want to look at any of those, and if y'all approve that, then I'm going to give those to Mr. Hubel. And then once he approves them, we would order them. It's free to the school. And I would start doing those every other, probably Monday or Tuesday during PE class.
But it would be separate, right? Like the boys would be with the boys. The
yes. Yep. And it would be, Chad has already agreed that Chad would be the one educating the girls. I mean, those. I'm sorry. The boys. He would die. Oh, my gosh.
You'll do the girls and then he'll
I'll do the girls and then he'll do the boys.
Yeah.
What do teens spend money on? The most of it was 20% clothes. I'm like, is this a good look for my dog?
It's $1 store.
Well, food is 19% and clothes is 20% for an eighth grade.
Well, he's right on track. Yeah.
Right on track. With clothes.
Caden's would be all food. Am I Caden? I think it would keep it simple. Everybody would have their own workbook. We could go through it together. So, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't. It'd be good from like to see it and have their own workbook.
Yeah.
Like, it always changes and like that. It's just you talking. You know, at least this is like visual. And they can see it and like ask questions about it rather than just listening and not knowing anything about it. Yeah. Not listening. Because if you don't have something in front of you, then you're not really going to sit there and listen. Whereas if you see it in a workbook, you'll listen a little bit more.
I think so.
Are these all the same?
They're all different grades. Yeah.
So, I like it.
I think it'd be good.
Well, I think it's especially for the changing, yes, for the fifth grade more than anything, but for, like, your seventh or sixth grade, dear Lord. I still think Kennedy's in fifth grade. I refuse. But anyway, for our seventh and eighth graders, you know, they're not getting all, like, elementary gets so much. They get so much. And it wouldn't be through PE for them. It would be during, like, a tutorial period or something for them. But our elementary gets so much education. And then our high school is getting, you know, the new education through that new program. Mm-hmm. And I feel like junior high's kind of just always skipped a little bit.
And they're the ones that need it because that's when it's all started.
I know. I agree.
So you need a motion
Do
you need a motion to adopt this?
Oh, do y'all, I guess. I don't know.
I make a motion.
Okay.
Program.
Second.
Okay. So I will give that to Nick tomorrow. Sorry, I'm not good at this. This is not my thing. And we'll see how the board feels and what they think, and let them have time to go through it. And anything that, if they do like it, but there's maybe one or two things that they don't like about it, we can just cut it out and, you know, just get their...
Well, I think it'd be kind of your preference, too, you know, on some of it, because if you're the one teaching it or Chad, you know, they probably don't need that yet.
Yeah. Well, the always changing is fine, because you can kind of, like I said, I can take out the things that we don't want to cover, because there was some things that I would not cover. But with this... I didn't see anything necessarily that I wouldn't want to cover individually with, like, girls or individually with boys. But there's just, it's so much, it's vast knowledge. It's not just one thing that we're looking at, which I like. Okay. That's all I have. Our next check meeting will be on the 15th, hopefully. And that's it. So I'm going to turn off my little thing.